Hello?
What's going on? Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Okay, what's going on, everybody? This is another episode of the Detroit Chess Podcast. I'm on here with a fifth grader from Chrysler Elementary School. Introduce yourself, Braylon.
My name is Braylon Fields. Started playing chess since before kindergarten at the Horatio Williams Center where my brother played. So ever since then, I started playing at my school.
Okay, so let's talk about what school you go to.
Walter Chrysler Elementary School.
Walter Chrysler Elementary School.
Mm-hmm.
And what made you want to get into chess?
Well, I thought my brother played it. I just wanted to get better than him.
Okay, so you played chess because your brother played it?
Yeah, I started to get nosy on what he was doing when he went to his chess practices.
Okay.
So learn how to play.
So once you started to learn how the pieces move, and like you said, I've been coaching you, knowing you since kindergarten. When mm-hmm. did you decide I wanted to start taking this seriously and it's something that I could be good at?
Well, when I saw. Like, the first tournament I went to, I might not have played because my brother, I mean, like, he was just playing in his tournament. I might have watched him as they were going over the game, so I said, maybe I want to do that one day. So.
Okay. So, since we're talking about chess, your brother played, and then you played, are you the same strength as your brother? Is your brother stronger?
I'm stronger than him.
You say that with confidence. You for sure?
Yes, I'm for sure.
You for sure.
Out of the last 5 games we've played, he might have won 1.
And your brother's in high school, right?
Yep, 9th grade.
And you're in the 5th grade. You said the last 5 games your brother only won 1.
Yep.
Okay, cool. Recently, Chrysler Elementary School was on the news for winning a state championship. You want to talk about that?
I mean, yeah, I got 3 out of 5 points. And my team, well, most of Detroit City Chess teams got first. My team got third. But for the most part, we basically got first out of all of them. So.
Oh, and who was your chess coach?
Derek Wilder.
So I'm gonna let you ask a question. I'm gonna let you interview me, right? Since I coach you, correct?
Yep.
What are the pros and cons of having me as your chess coach? The good, bad, and ugly. Go ahead.
Okay, so the cons are that you have a temper. When somebody make you mad, then you wanna take it out on the whole team. When it was one person. But the pros is that you still go over lots of things and help us after we get done with our game. If we lose, you help us learn from that.
Okay. So let's talk about your last round game at the Queen City Tournament, Cincinnati, a couple weeks ago. You want to talk about it?
Let's see about that.
Go ahead.
Yeah. That's
No, it's okay. I've lost games too, but let's talk about it for the people that listen. What happened during that game?
Well, I was up. I missed a queen at first, but I forked a queen and 2 rooks, and he moved the queen. I took the rook instead of just taking that queen that was. Getting a free queen. But then I just missed a couple of moves. After that, I dropped my rook. He checked me, and then he was getting into his position of where he checkmated me. I was up the whole game, but I just dropped it towards the end.
Okay, but still, you still had a good tournament. Your rating went from what? Tell everybody your rating.
838 to 930 something.
No, 9 what?
900.
Nine what? 60 what?
Oh, 960.
What's your new rating?
I thought it was 930 something.
No, 985.
Oh, 985, man.
Yeah, so you went to, folks don't know, I coach Braylon. We went to Queen City. He went from 838 to 985, almost broke 1,000. Right?
Yep.
What do we have to do to get your rating over 1,000? What do you think you have to do?
I mean, it's a matter of looking at the board for tactics. Study mm-hmm. tactics, maybe. Learn different openings and what their plans are.
Okay. Okay, and what openings do you play?
I play the London system and the Perk.
Okay, and why did you play the London system?
Because it was the first opening that you showed me. And all the other openings, I didn't really... I mean, like, it wasn't really just anything too good about it. Now, the London system has, it's like defensive and offensive. If they try to go in, you have all the protection that you need. And you can start an attack with that knight that comes out to F3 or F4.
Right.
So, it just really never changed my openings.
Okay, so why don't you like playing E4?
I might block, not block, but I don't get the development that I want with that.
So you're saying you're more of a positional player than an aggressive tactical player?
Yeah, I like to get all my pieces out, cut off all the files and everything.
Oh, so you like to put people in the headlock?
Yeah.
Okay, so why do you play the Perk?
Just to get my, that's a big defensive opening, but after I get castle, I just take off the knights. I don't take them off, but I like trading when I'm playing black. But I just start pushing pawns after I'm all developed. Try to get the center back.
Okay. Talk about some of your biggest wins that you can remember since you've been playing chess. Like, name some of the highest rated players you've beaten so far.
Like Miles.
What's his rating?
I'm not sure.
What was his rating during the time you played?
I don't know. I know it was over 1,000 though.
Okay, who else?
Let's see. Well, I've beaten you before.
Not no tournament chess, but go ahead.
Yeah, I beat you. I beat you when you claimed that you were having a bad day.
Okay, who else?
I beat like 3,000s at the turn. Last tournament.
Yes, you did.
Not really anybody else.
Okay. Now let me ask you a question. When did you realize that you were starting to get good or pretty decent at chess?
When you put me on top. Well, when I started beating Fox, I just always knew I was better than him. But we just started. He started getting more competitive, and I did too, because you put him on board 4 when we was in the city league, and we were always arguing in class about who was better, but I always knew I was better.
So, let me ask you a question. When did we go to a tournament as the Chrysler Chess Team? And after the tournament, you realize, you know what? I'm pretty good. I'm better than the rest of these guys. When did you realize, hey, this is something that I can continue to do as I get older? I mean, when did you have that experience?
Maybe after my first nationals. I started to get more confident. Because at my first nationals, I might have won like one game.
Okay, you might have won one game, so that means you lost 6.
Yeah, I forfeited most of them because I... because my stomach was hurting. I was just shaking.
Okay, so after that tournament, that's when you realized, or that's when you made up your mind you was going to get good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for like the people who listening and for the kids that do listen, let's talk about having a bad scholastic tournament. Like, what do you do and how do you deal with it?
I mean, you just move forward and look forward to the next round. You don't just get stuck on that one game and then let that affect all your other rounds. It's just one loss. You just want to work at the next round and go over your mistakes and learn from them.
I mean, but that's kind of hard to do, man. I just saw a lot of kids cry at some scholastic tournaments.
Yeah.
Have you ever had them experience?
I mean, I had the experience. I might have cried once or twice my whole career.
Okay, let me ask you a question. It's the games that you have played, that you have lost and you cried, did you cry because you felt like you made a mistake? Did you cry because you felt like you didn't give it your all? Explain it.
I mean, like, I might cry because I missed, like a fatal piece. Like, just missing a piece at all.
Mm-hmm.
It feels bad. Like, as soon as you notice it, they might move that piece. But I never cry because I don't give it my all, because I never not give my all. I just always give my all, because I don't know, you might think somebody's worse than they are. It may look like it, but they might not actually be that bad, and they might trick you up, and then you get mad because you thought that they were just terrible.
Okay. Now let's talk about the Chrysler Elementary School chess program. And let's talk about the principal. Let's talk about the coaches. Let's talk about the atmosphere and how it feels being a part of that program. So when you first enrolled to the school, Coach Fight was there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about
Coach Fight and Coach Dominic.
Okay, so let's talk about when Coach Fight and Coach Dominic was there at Chrysler Elementary School.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about it. What was the experience there?
I mean, it was nice to have, like, a friend that was in your class playing chess. Like, Fox, one day they came to our room. One day Coach Dominic came to our room, asked about the pieces when I was in Ms. Harris's class. And he told me and Fox not to say anything because we already knew all the pieces.
Mm-hmm.
But Coach Fight taught us how the pieces move. He taught us how to form move checkmate. But the one thing he didn't teach me the opening.
Okay.
I didn't know what the opening was until you taught me.
Okay. So during this time, Coach Fight was coaching at Chrysler Elementary School. They was winning a lot of championships, right? Coming to first place in a lot of tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's talk about some of them tournaments, because I know if you didn't play on them chess teams, you were around because your brother was there.
Yeah.
So you were there when they won the national championship?
Yep.
Okay, let's talk about that experience.
I mean, I might have took a couple of pictures with them, but for the most part, I was really young at the time. So I didn't really know what nationals were. I just knew that we were traveling on a long car ride or a long bus ride to different places. So, I mean, I saw the trophies and all that. And I just basically tried to hang around with all of them because I was young, and most of the kids in my class, they weren't. Only one of the kids in my class from the chess team, and that was Fox. So, and he didn't travel there.
Okay. Do you remember some of the players that was on that chess team?
Yep, it was Justin, Travis, Solomon, Nicholas, Blake, Kelsey. That was it.
Okay, now let's talk about after Coach Fight leaves and I take over as coach. What do you think are the differences between how I coach and how Coach Fight coach?
I mean, Coach Fight just goes over tactics for the most part. But you go over, like, in-game strategies and stuff, tactics included. You play us, tell us what we need to improve on in our openings, and just how to improve our game all around.
Now, let me ask you a question. Did you think, were you nervous when they said it was going to be a new chess coach at Chrysler?
I mean, yeah, I had seen you at a couple of tournaments before, but I never really knew who you were. So I just had to get used to it over the years that you were there.
Okay. Now let's talk about this year, Chrysler Elementary School went and won the state championship, right? Correct. Mm-hmm. You are the captain of the Chrysler Elementary School chess team, right?
Yep.
Let's talk about how you feel and are you happy? Not only the chess team, but the school and the program.
Yeah, I was happy. I mean, as the highest rated player on the team, I look at some of their games and see what they messed up on. I might tell them a couple of minutes later or at chess practice.
Okay. So, how did you feel when you got the call that we won the state championship?
Surprised because of how many people were there.
Okay, why you were surprised?
I mean, I wasn't really surprised. I was just like generally happy because finally something without like kids older than me that did it. It was basically just our team that did it instead of like all the older kids.
Okay.
It's finally good to feel like you're the oldest kid in the school or oldest kids in the school after all these years.
Okay. So how does it feel being a state champ?
Good.
Good far as what? You get recognized, I mean, talk.
Yeah, news, media, and all that. Okay. Something that you really want to have, because you might get popular or something, I'm not sure, in their situation.
Okay, so let's talk what we got to work on. Coach to student. Our upcoming tournaments are the Thinkers and the what, Nationals?
Yep.
What are your plans and your training regimen to prepare you for these upcoming tournaments?
I might go to a library or something, get a book on the perk and stuff. Because my D4 opening, the London system, that's, for the most part, that's, I know that opening. If I play against, the only thing that confuses me if they don't push like a pawn to the fifth rank.
Right.
Like if they move like E6 or D6 if they play my opening.
Correct.
Or if they play C4.
Right.
The Sicilian, I think.
Right.
Because Michael does that sometimes. And I just push the E3 pawn and it blocks in my bishop.
Correct. What about working on your end game for the Nationals?
I mean, end games are mostly about either pawns or with the rooks or bishops and stuff. But I don't really have problems with that. It's just that it's something in the beginning or the opening that I might miss, or like tactics.
Right.
So that might be one thing that I need to work on, tactics for the most part.
So you say you got to rapidly improve on tactics, right?
Yep, and fast thinking of on tactics.
Okay, do you do puzzle rush on chess.com or lead chess? What did you practice tactics on?
I practiced tactics or puzzles on lead chess. Mm-hmm. My training rating is 1700.
Right.
And I mean, they're easy, but you have to keep doing over and over again to get good at it. Mm-hmm. I mean, like I've been doing the puzzles for a long time. I'm gonna do like maybe like 10 to 15 puzzles every time I play on Lead Chess for the day. Mm-hmm. If I'm bored of playing just regular games, I might start doing puzzles.
Okay.
So,
what is your rating on Lead Chess? Tell people your ratings on Lead Chess. Tell them.
I'm a 1200 and on rapid, 1500 on slow chess, or what's it called? Well, 15 plus 15, mm-hmm. 1400 on blitz, and my other like game mode ratings, they're over 1000.
Okay.
Oh yeah. What's your ultra bullet rating?
I don't know.
Yes, it is. Because I thought mine was 1600 and yours is 1500.
So what you trying to say?
How you going to be the coach and have a lower rating than the student?
I don't play 15 second chess, but Monday my rating be higher than yours, and that I guarantee it. If not, I'll buy you lunch.
Okay, you said that last week, though.
All you got to do is remind me.
All right.
So by Monday, right? Uh-huh. My rating higher than yours.
Yep.
You do some push-ups.
All right, how many?
Just 10.
All right.
Your rating higher than mine, I buy you lunch.
Okay.
So you play a lot of 15 on 15?
Yeah.
Okay.
I used to love playing rapid, but it seemed like people on 15 plus 15 are easier.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you another question. Do you think playing on Lead Chess so much is going to improve your game going forward to the Nationals?
For the most part, yeah, because you get to experience different openings.
Mm-hmm.
I have over, like, 200 games played on Lead Chess.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen almost, like, maybe 50 openings, 50 different openings.
Right. Okay. Okay. Now I'm gonna ask you a might be a complicated question. What do you think is the weakest part of your chess game that you need to improve on?
Maybe like looking ahead.
Calculation.
Yeah, calculation. But not really calculation with pawn trades and fighting for the center. I get that. I can sit at the board and look at that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a matter of attacking, because I might just try to get all my pieces developed when I have like an attack already going, but I like to I want to learn more about like pawn structure and how I should like set it up.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I should just start pushing the rook pawn and maybe trade it off on the like push it all the way to the like third rank.
So let me ask you, I'm going to ask you another question, and then we're going to close this out. When you're at the board playing chess, when do you know you got the feeling you're going to win the game? You just know you're going to win the game against a higher rated player.
So it's basically when I get like the center and they're like castle, and maybe when I trade off all the pieces, or maybe just start getting like open squares when I take all their pawns, basically get my queen out before they do, and basically just getting major pieces.
Okay, Braylon, I ain't gonna hold you up. Anything you want to say before we close this out?
Don't forget about Monday.
What's gonna happen Monday?
Your rating not gonna be higher than mine.
You fun. Anything else you want to say about the Chrysler Chess Program, Detroit City Chess Club, etc.? The floor is yours.
Don't forget that we're the best. And keep listening.
That's it.
Yep.
All right, Braylon. Thanks. I'm gonna log off. Get on this 15-second chest, right? Yep. Get ready to do them push-ups in Coach T class.
Okay.
All right, Braylon.
Okay, bye.